Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 18, 2026. Former Gloucester Mayor Bruce Tobey has died, and an Ipswich house fire displaces two residents. Showers near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 11:41 p.m. Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, "The city of Gloucester is mourning yet another loss with the death of Bruce Tobey, a lifelong crusader for all things Gloucester and a lifelong public servant. 73-year-old Tobey, a Gloucester High graduate of class of 1971, was the city's longest-serving mayor with 9 years in office. He also served 9 years on city council, among other work in the public sector." This news comes just 2 months after the death of State Representative Anne Margaret Ferrante of Gloucester and the sinking of the fishing vessel Lily Jean, with all seven crew lost just weeks ago. The family shared the news Tuesday about the loss of the man who was known for his devotion to his family, which included 4 daughters and 10 grandchildren, with 2 more grandchildren on the way. The notion of family included a wide net of the Gloucester community. Tobey died in Gloucester after a 3-year battle with cancer. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News, a fire damaged a 2.5-story home on Drumlin Road in Ipswich on Monday night. At 11:30 p.m., on Monday, February 16, the Ipswich Fire Department responded to a report of smoke coming from the home of 10 Drumlin Road. While firefighters were en route, a police officer arrived on the scene and reported fire showing from the house. After confirming a working fire on the second floor of the home, dispatch requested Rowley Pump, Topsfield Pump, and Essex Ladder to the scene. On arrival, firefighters began an aggressive interior attack by stretching an attack line to the second floor. The Manchester Fire Department was requested to the scene for additional staffing, while Georgetown and Gloucester engine companies covered the station and handled a simultaneous medical call. The fire was identified to be in the office/bedroom on the front corner of the house, as well as the attic. The main body of the fire was knocked down in about 20 minutes, according to Ipswich Police, and there were no reports of injury. State House reporter Christian Wade writes, State Auditor Diana DeSoglio is seeking another 4 years in office as she ramps up her fight with legislative leaders over a voter-approved audit. DeSoglio, a Methuen Democrat, announced Tuesday that she is running for re-election in November. In a post on social media, she stressed her work to increase transparency and accountability on Beacon Hill and standing up for taxpayers with audits that have uncovered fraud in public benefits programs and inefficiencies in state government. And Jonah Frangiosa writes in the Newburyport Daily News, last week, people from Whittier Regional Vocational Technical School spoke before the Haverhill School Committee, providing a program and facilities update, sharing developments with the new lottery admissions system and the long-discussed building project. The meeting was the latest step after a $445 million proposal failed to harness enough support in 2024, and school officials have said the building conditions continue to deteriorate. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the high school winter sports regular season wraps up this week, and then come the playoffs. A few notes from some of the area teams include the Danvers girls basketball team set a team record for the most wins in a season. The Falcons are now 19-1, following their most recent 50-36 win over Revere. Key Falcon players include Anja Joko, Kata Brown, Sienna Lynch, Annabelle Boyd, and Kendall Murphy. In boys basketball, St. Mary's won the Spartan Classic with a 79-55 win over Newburyport last night. The Clippers lost just their second game of the year, and they're now at 17-2, while St. Mary's is 19-3. Rolke Brea Arias contributed 20 points and picked up the tournament MVP honors for St. Mary's. Several Endicott College teams were in action last night. Nationally ranked men's basketball topped Suffolk 74-69, with the Gulls' record now 23-1. Women's hoop won against Suffolk 65-56. And number 8 men's hockey posted a 6-2 win over Nichols. In the pros, the Celtics return to action tomorrow night at Golden State against the Warriors. On behalf of our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, our media director Bill Newell, and our sports analyst Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.